My mom told me not to talk to strangers on the internet, but I'm glad I didn't listen. We are the Certified Nunas, your sisters in the love of Asian entertainment. I'm Natalia.
I'm Sky.
And I'm Lucy.
That's right. We have a special guest this week. Don't be frightened. She's not, like, replacing the other two Nunas. Amanda's one of her kids' birthdays, and Jesse's working a big project at work, so, like, it's just the two of us. So we were like, hey.
They got caught up with life stuff.
You know, it happens. But we were like, you know what? You know what's a really fun thing to do is to have friends who enjoy the same things that you do and want to talk about those things with you. And one of our very good friends is Lucy. And she's incredible. And Lucy, what, just before we like get into how we know each other, how did you get into the whole Asian entertainment game?
Ooh. It's that mystical trap of anime. It was the anime pathway.
The anime pipeline gets us all.
The anime to live action, and then to moving on to Korean and various other dramas.
Was it Boys Over Flowers, Lucy?
The first Korean one. Yeah.
It gets us all. It gets us all.
So how old were you when you like got into anime?
Oh, quite young. Well, if we go down like a whole Dragon Ball Z and Sailor Moon and like Yu-Gi-Oh sort of pathway.
Time to duel.
Just carrying on from there.
Just gets increasingly, So were you like I was back in the day watching a single episode of an anime in 14 parts in 144p.
Yeah, like potato quality.
Oh, awful. Deep awful. Fried. Just all pixels. Just nastiness.
Awful.
Was it back when it took forever for a web page to load too?
Yeah.
Oh man.
The GeoCities days. Do you remember GeoCities? We're, like, really dating ourselves right now. Like, for anyone who has, like, wandered into this podcast by accident,
And if you're under a certain age, we are sorry.
Yeah, like...
This is just going over.
Dial up internet. Just go look it up. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. Screeched at you when you try to, you know...
So, Boys Over Flowers was your first one.
Yeah.
Your first K-drama.
Yes.
And so then, when did you wander into, like, K-pop stuff?
Oh, it was from Boys Over Flowers, actually. It was Shinee's Stand By Me. that really hooked me in. And
And then you were lost.
First fandom. Yeah.
First
fandom. Oh, so you even went into the fandom like a meet. Wow.
Yeah. And then, like, yeah.
Doesn't do things by halves, our Lucy.
Mm-mm. No. Hurtling head first downwards.
So... We all met sort of through Lucy and mine's other project, through an intermediary. And so, for anyone who doesn't know, Lucy and I are also on another live show every Friday night called the Hallyu Hagdom, where us and our friend Frankie, who's Australian, we're sort of like a Commonwealth trio situation, do K-pop stuff. And Lucy, I was thinking about it today, and I don't know how Frankie and I met, but I know you and I met through Frankie, and I, to this day, have no idea how Frankie and I became friends. It's just suddenly we were, and I'm not sure how, but it just happened.
I'm not sure, you're like
wait, how did I become friends with Frankie? Mythical beast that
just attracting us all in, like, all
tentacles reaching out and grabbing us. Well, that's kind of how, like, this podcast happened, where it was just like a system of semi-related just tweet threads like that all led to
and
nothing.
Then me being real stubborn
and collecting
too,
us
onto that
like a couple years ago now. It was like during the height of lockdown, Frankie started the online Road to Hagdom show.
Yeah.
And then you and I just hit it off because we realized we were the same person. In a bizarre sort of way. Where we liked all the same things and did all the same things and had the same broken sense of humor.
Broken sense of humor.
Like, the level of absolute chicanery that Lucy and I send each other on Twitter all day every day.
Yeah.
It's shameful. Like, if our DMs ever become public, you'll never see me again. I don't want people to know what we find funny. But we're here to talk, like, we're trying to do this new thing this year. Lucy's step one in this new thing that we wanted to do this year, where we want to, like, meet more people and have more people on to get, you know, more, introduce more people who are active in fandom spaces. Because I think fandom spaces are so important in this world, and it's really, like, sort of looked down on by normies, as it were. But it is actually, like, it can be a really vibrant, positive space if you want it to be. But you really gotta, like, claw in those really positive...
You have to be picky and choosy, and then you find your people, and then you're like, hello, friend, you're my friend now.
Yeah. Wait, I'm sorry, we're friends now. And that's basically why Lucy's here today as our first ever guest. Yay! Fandom guest. So we're gonna just talk about what she likes and then ask a few tough questions.
Oh no.
Because she did the same for us once upon a time. Yes. And you know, what goes around comes around. But let's start with some drama related things. So, you watch a lot of K-dramas,
yeah.
J-dramas, Thai dramas, yeah. BLs. Yeah. Lucy and I, big BL fans. Sky, yeah. she likes them well enough, you know?
I like BLs. I just, again, I always feel like I'm, because I started watching Asian dramas in 2018. So I'm still... playing catch up. I feel like I'm always just playing catch up with, like, there's still a lot that I have. So I have not yet set aside time.
And also Sky has a much healthier, like, life drama balance than perhaps Lucy and I do. Yeah. So
on my drama list is just...
Ooh, it's a mess. See, Sky's,
so it's not that I dislike BL. I'm just saying, I don't dislike BL. I just have it, like, set aside time to, like, explore the GMMTV stable. Like, you know, like, I haven't
done that. She appreciates a good BL, okay?
Yes.
So.
I just haven't had
time. First off, the first tough question for Lucy. What is your favorite drama? What is the one drama that you say, yes?
Ooh.
And you can pick a few, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm being dramatic. We're just being cash. We're just...
Ooh. That's really tricky. I think it would probably likely be a J-drama, because they just give me such happy feelings. I started there, so...
Yeah, no. J-dramas, they're included in this.
Something ridiculous and also fluffy. It's like... Cherry Magic-esque. That would definitely be up there.
You and my mom agree. My mom loved Cherry Magic when I made her watch it. She kept saying, I only tricked her with Ken Porsche. I legitimately told her Cherry Magic was gay. And every night she'd be like, can we watch some more of my boys? And I'm like, yes, mom. So fluffy J dramas like Cherry Magic. I do love it. Ooh.
Or something like My Girlfriend is a Goomhyo.
That's a fun one.
Back in the day.
The classic. Yeah. That one is really fun. So, you know, this actually might be a little easier if we frame it this way. Which drama have you rewatched the most?
Or are there a few that you find yourself rewatching? Or do you rewatch? Some people never ever do. That's fine too.
I do rewatch sometimes, not always, because I always have like another drama that I'm waiting to watch. Natalia knows. But also, there's a few that I've rewatched. My Girlfriend is a Gumiho is one.
I always love putting people on the spot here because then suddenly it's like,
tough.
It is.
Yeah, we could have set these ahead. See, the thing, see, we're going to preface. The reason we're making this slightly difficult for Lucy is because we love her. And she asked us a really difficult question once upon a time for our anniversary episode, so we're kind of getting back to
this. A little bit.
It's payback.
But if you cannot think of these things off the... It's not a big deal. Like, we're just coming up with some stuff.
We're just chatting. Like, not everyone has a cutie pie, you know? It's just...
You know, a lot of people... Because how many times did you watch that in 1 year, Natalia?
Like, 9 times a year. Listen, I would venture to
say that a lot of people do not have something that they would watch 9 times in 1 year.
Listen, but Lucy, Xenu fan as well, right?
Yes.
Xenu is
life. I understand.
Yeah,
I understand.
Life, okay? She know, like, her and I have had this discussion before.
Yeah.
Love is real, everyone. Love is real. But we can, like, riff off of that because, like, while I am a serial rewatcher, like, what are your typical watching habits? What do you watch? What are you spending your time with?
Well, so, like, when I... Because I'm not as close with Lucy. Like, I don't know Lucy's in and out of her watching stuff. So, like, when I wrote that down, we're staring at a shared Google Doc right now. That's how we're being sneaky.
That's between the magical, Sky and like, I. How we're, yeah. Lucy's not involved. Mwah.
Yeah. Like, so I didn't know, like, if she was, it sounds like she does watch a lot, like Natalia does. Like, that was kind of my general, like, wondering. Like, are you constantly kind of watching dramas all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it something that you just kind of just want to...
I'm usually watching, you know, several different language dramas at one time. More than anything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And is it just usually, like, kind of what's new and popping up and stuff, or...
No, I go back and watch things that I might have missed, because I don't get to watch everything as it airs. And sometimes stuff gets, like, dropped alongside the way, like, because you just never get the chance to pick it up at the time, and then you, like, criminally keep forgetting to actually get around to watch it.
And are you a mood watcher? Like, sometimes...
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I'm a huge mood watcher, but, like, Jessie, for instance, like, she, you know, pretty much, she's pretty set with... As long as she's in the mood to watch Asian dramas, she kind of gravitates to the same stuff all the time. Whereas, like, I have to be... For certain things, I have to be, like, in the right mindset to even go there or whatever.
Yeah, like... I tend to watch stupid stuff. Because my brain isn't in a place to watch something too serious.
Yes.
But I will go back and watch that when, like, I'm feeling in the mood to watch something more sort of serious.
Exactly, Lucy. Exactly. Like, sometimes you just need a C-drama. You know what I mean? Like,
or a J-drama being real silly.
Yeah, sometimes you just need, like, Austin's love, okay? Like, just something so absolutely fucking insane.
We were watching that Golden House.
Oh my god. Lucy and I have been watching together the C-drama, Golden House, something love. The one
Natalia
that has
sold it to me in a tweet.
Yeah, where it was just like, it's the one where the guy is, like, a mystical being, and then in the beginning he, like, punches a meteor that, like, blows his shirt off.
And I was like, sold.
I was like, say less, Joe. And say less. And Lucy was like, you've said enough. I'm watching it. Like, I'm looking up IG right now. Yeah, that one's... I gotta finish that one. I still have a couple episodes left, so...
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I've just remembered another one.
Yeah.
the 2017 Japanese Kimi wa Peto, I always rewatch.
Oh, yeah.
It's just such a good feels to that show.
It's so cute.
That's a favorite of this show as well. See, I'm telling you, like, the brain waves, just, they're going out of me and they're entering, you know, we share like a, we're a bizarre, like, quantum particle. It's bizarre. Okay, a quick little drama. You BL fan, she hasn't said this, but I know this to be true. Lucy knows, very familiar with the Thai BL genre. So here's Natalia's first incredibly difficult question. Oh, no. Off or gun, baby. You gotta pick one. Which half of the couple you going with?
Oh no.
Are you an off or are you a gun? Da-na. Play insert Jeopardy music. It begins. The torture begins. You know, I'm gonna edit this just with your horrified face, like, you can't make me choose.
I know.
You can talk your way through it. Think about, like, which one do you... For, on one hand, you've got off. He's goofy, you know? He's, you know, he's him. On the other hand, you've got gun. Sweet
he's
baby
him
boy.
Too.
Sweet baby boy. Ooh.
No. Oh my god.
Do you need to think on it?
Off,
and you can, like,
off.
Oh,
okay. He has been chosen. Da-da.
Do you have a reason?
I just vibes. The vibes at that
mm-hmm.
moment.
Interesting. Now, a second, like, going off with the GMMTV. Best GMMTV BL and worst GMMTV BL. We got two tough questions for you, Lucy. I know what the worst one is already. Okay.
So are you meaning worse, like, quality? Like, what's the question?
Just personal opinion.
Personal opinion. Okay.
It's literally personal.
Personal opinion, you know. So okay. I'm really trying to give the viewers a scope of Lucy as a person here.
Oh. Like, are we thinking with hindsight?
With hindsight. For Lucy of today. If you Lucy of today picking.
Because the hindsight part is important.
Yes, yes. Listen, we all loved certain things at certain times that we look back on and go, maybe not.
I feel like there's quite a few of those in the BL world, to be honest. Or drama world in general. Like,
there's, you know, we're not ever going to judge anyone on their questionable loves, because we all have them, as much as people want to pretend that they don't and want to pretend that they're above loving a terrible show. You're not. One will get you. One will come for you.
And it's okay to like and it's adore.
Fine. Oh, yeah.
And find comfort in an absolutely disaster of a show. It is totally fine. Now, if it does have problematic elements, you need to be aware of those, at least.
But you can still enjoy it. It's fine. We're not going to harsh anyone's mellow here.
Right. She's going through the...
She's going through the... It's like, she's like, okay, well, Waterboy's bottom. And I gotta shuffle through, you know?
I just keep thinking of more that I'm just like,
You can pick, okay, you can pick more than one. If you have a few worst and a few best, that's totally fine too.
Yeah, you don't need to limit yourself. Be free. Yeah.
Be free. This is just for fun.
Believe me, it's just for fun. Just pure nonsense.
Oh, yeah. GMTV just kicking down my door in season.
We heard you didn't
GMMTV
like. We heard you didn't think SOTUS was high quality. Get out. Give us your BL card.
Get out of here. Sotis was near the bottom of my list.
Oh. No,
Listen.
Just because something's first doesn't mean it's best.
Exactly. Oftentimes,
but it can always hold a special place in your heart. Just because something holds a special place in your heart doesn't mean it's
best. It does, because it's like one of the first sort of style of ones I watched. But let's be real, it wasn't very good.
Okay, don't come for me.
Is Lucy being bold?
Don't come for me. It's kind of boring. Like, they could have put a little bit more action in there. I mean, just like, you know, stuff happening.
Yeah.
Besides just like one guy being mean to the other guy and the other guy being like, joke's on you, I like that. Like, there could have been more stuff, you know?
Plot.
Like, listen. Which is sort of what they did with Bad Bunny a little bit.
Yeah, it was basically the same concept, but a little more developed, you know? They had, you know, a second major, you know? They added some...
Listen, we always talk about the engineer, like...
I did actually, like, it's a classic for a reason, So yeah, like Sotis, what's more towards the top for you is?
Tale of a Thousand Stars is good.
Yeah.
Obviously. And you know what? It got a lot of like dislike. But Not Me was quite good in the
Not Me was so good.
Listen, we like the be gay do crime.
We
element.
Love Be Gay Do Crime. Listen, longtime listeners of this show know. Be Gay Do Crime. Big fans.
Moonlight Chicken, obviously. We need those, like, older stories. Yeah, we need that. We don't need, like, all high school and stuff.
These are all great choices that I agree with because they're pretty much my choices as well. Because as I said, Lucy and I are somehow the same person.
I was just gonna ask, when did you start like watching GMMTV shows? Like, when did you start getting into that?
I can't remember the exact year that I got into the... I'm just trying to think if I can remember when something was airing.
Was it Sotis? Like, so
it might have
them?
Actually, because like, yeah, because it was so big at like,
it
everywhere.
Like defied logic that everyone loved Sotis.
It was like, why were we like this?
we were so desperate for Yaoi. Like, it was a drought that we were just like latching on to anything. We were like, the fan fictions can only take us so far.
Yeah. Now we're like the Paul Rudd meme. Who would have thought? Now look at us.
Who would have thought? Like, now we're just spoiled for choice, you know? Who would have thought? But there is one way that Lucy is far superior to me, and that is her dedication and knowledge of K-pop and all things K-pop. She knows, like, listen, Lucy knows every group. I'm not even overselling this. She's gonna act all modest and stuff, but she knows every group, okay? She's saying, no, I don't. She does, all right? She knows so much about K-pop, and she's so into it. Who is your alt group, Lucy? This should be easier.
No, you have a top alt group.
SHINee. It was the first, and I've remained, like, they've remained a special place in my heart. Also big into Ace and just a few other. Just a few other. She looks at her massive, like,
collection. Yeah.
Do you have a handful of like alts? Like, you know, so SHINee's like your top alt group, it sounds like. Do you have, so is Ace's up there being another alt for you, it sounds like. So do you have some other alts?
BAP.
Ooh.
And Flying.
Yeah.
Because I'm big into the K-bands and K-indie as well. It's not just K-pop. Yeah. Like,
I'm telling you, she knows things.
She knows.
She's wired in.
And FT Island as well. Because also, I watched, like, You're Beautiful. That's, like, one of my other things, so...
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Have you gone back to rewatch it in recent years? Because I have.
Yes. I still love
it. What did you feel?
Justice for Jeremy.
Yeah. Yeah. I still, like, Jeremy was still my pick. Like,
Jeremy objectively was the best choice.
But me and Natalia have decided we clearly have, like, the same sort of taste in, like, yeah,
everything.
We
it's
call
not
it the tuxedo mask effect.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about the tuxedo mask effect. Now we have to hear about it.
Useless men who are just pathetic. So, if for anyone doesn't know, the writer, like the mangaka who made Sailor Moon, when asked about her ideal type, said she liked useless, pointless men who need women to save their asses all the time. And that's why she wrote Tuxedo Mask. And then you find out the guy she married, who's another mangaka, is exactly that type of person. Like, there's like, I saw one interview that was like showing like her workroom and his workroom, and her workroom's like all like aesthetic and like it's got all these like beautiful, like, you know, everything was beautiful. And then it showed his, and it looks like a hoarding house. Like, it was bad. And I was just like, yes. So just useless, yeah, goofy men. Useless, goofy men are who we like in our fiction. Not in real life. They're exhausting. But yeah, in fiction, that's a different story.
That's why we like.
I gotta say, Jeremy wasn't my pick and you're beautiful. Shinwoo now, like, I will say.
Yeah.
Anyone but the dude she ends up with is better choice.
Yeah, like, he's really not the best choice.
With Boys Over Flowers as well, because you're like, why?
Anybody why? Else?
Like, that era of K-dramas just presented the worst parade of men, and then also, like, and then a good guy that inexplicably just she has no interest in, and you're like, what is wrong with these women? Like, what are they trying to, like, convince us in real life that we should just, like, go for these fucking scrubs? What is this?
It's like propaganda, isn't it? Like,
except, like, that men are trash.
Propaganda.
Yeah. Hey, like, lower your expectations. Don't go for the nice guy. He's a little boring. You should go for this asshole. And you're just like, I'm not sure I want to, you know?
He seems like a lot of work. Yeah. I don't wanna.
I'll just go with Jeremy. It's fine.
Yeah, like the sweet golden
Jeremy's
retriever.
Jeremy's a good time.
Yeah, the sweet golden retriever simp character.
Like, why would you not?
Hello? Come on.
Who was totally okay with being gay. Like, he's... He was fine.
Like, you know what? This works fine.
Look, I want to check out, like, I need the newest installment of the fanfic, because I am invested in what we're up to. But to be honest, Lucy and I have discussed this a lot. If we were famous, we would totally be reading fanfictions about ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
how could you not be curious about what people were writing?
Like, listen, I want to know what, like... Yeah. People think our dynamics are.
And we know,
like,
there's,
I think that's
there's
fun.
Groups out there that have, like,
yeah,
newest fully listen, admitted it, like, on
they
several
all
programs.
Do. Well, was it Tao from EXO who was, like, caught liking, like, a Tao X Saehyun, like, gay fic? Like, he was like, what? It was good. It was compelling.
It was sad recently, wasn't it? Going, what's this? And then all of them going, don't.
He's like,
look
at it. Don't look at it. Don't look at it. He's like, oh. And I just, him, like, just chuckling and being like, I see what you've been up to. Okay.
He was bookmarking those for later.
Yeah. Just like, Sky, you would too. Come on.
You'd be like, so curious.
You would be
I'm a very curious person, so probably.
You'd want to know at least who the most shipped member of your group would be
like,
with.
You'd want to know who the people think you're a little gay with, right? Like, Because, listen, the reader slash, that's not fun, okay? No. If you're gonna do an RPF, go for, like, you know, find the dynamic that exists already, you know? So, you go to a lot of concerts. Well, not a lot, but whenever they show up, you're in Europe, so it's a smaller, condensed place, easier to get to places. What was the best concert that you've been to? Was it From 20?
No.
Was it your husband? Was it your husband?
Bang Young Gook was so good.
Bang Young Gook, yeah.
I had no voice for a bit after that, even though I took the VIP whistle with me, like, because I have the VIP fan whistle, because they did that instead of fan chants.
That's smart, you know?
That is, like, smart.
Because sometimes remembering those fan chants, I'm dumb.
Yeah.
I don't listen.
I get a kick out of when they're trying to, like, teach or learn the fan, like, when they struggle with it, like, when it's kind of tough, like, beat-wise or something.
Yeah.
I get such a kick out of when the group is bad at the fan chant.
Like, every time 17 has to come undo a video with a fan chant, and they're like, I don't even remember my own name.
I just watch it like it's another music video. I'm just there, like, watching other members. Someone always has, like, a corpse of it as well, like, of what everyone's like. Or someone breaking a light stick, like me, the new version of the 17. It's just his face, so he just goes, ooh, and starts hiding it.
Yep.
And then Dino notices and is like...
Yeah, like... Because what else would you do in that situation?
Yeah.
17 feels like comedians that are in a K-pop group.
Yeah. They truly do.
Not like necessarily every single member, but, like, as a collect. You know, like, together.
Yeah, they're a comedy troupe that's masquerading as, like, a singing and dance spectacle. Right. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's entirely due to that melon room. Like, the basement.
Yeah. Oh.
Because that was, like, live streamed, wasn't it? So they had to, like, do
like the pre-debut, like,
from the beginning. Just, they got married. Listen, Woozy married. Didn't Woozy marry? Yes, and then gave birth to Samuel.
Yeah,
no, that was Hoshi that gave birth to Samuel.
Woozy chased Mingyu with the guitar.
The guitar.
With murder in his eyes. So iconic. I do love that they're doing, like, you know, HYBE is on their nonsense with trying to get money out of people, where they're doing, like, branded, like, just stuff related to, like, the members that they can sell. And so, like, they've put out two so far. So Wonwoo has his special keyboard. It's actually a nice looking keyboard because he's, like, the gamer boy who plays just.
He literally said he made it for himself.
Yeah. And then the eight, being the refined gentleman that he is, has a tea set that he then said, I'm going to call it T8. And I was just like, this is the level of humor we're dealing with. I see. This is what happens when Lucy and I get together. And now Sky's been brought along, is that we have a focused idea of what we're going to talk about.
It's gone.
And then it's we've meandered to a new location.
So for your concerts, like, have you gone to one, like, in the past year or two? Have you gotten to go to one in the past year or two?
Yeah. I went to Jungkook in London and went to the Rose on Valentine's Day.
Ooh, which is, that would have been nice.
So good. Listen, Woosung said that we all had the permission for it to be his Valentine's, so it's fine.
Aww. What a flirt. What a flirt.
He knows what he's up to.
Yeah.
And aren't you headed to Amsterdam soon for a concert? Yeah.
From 20 and Hello Gloom or Ray One. And Ong Jay, whatever you by their real names.
God, that would be fun. Also, Amsterdam, fun city, fun city. I hear.
So, concert ticketing. Do you guys have craziness with that, over in Europe? Or is it just a North America difficulty that we have?
There's more... dynamic pricing's not allowed. That's one thing. But that's,
dynamic pricing's bullshit. Okay.
Yeah. Which is why a lot of K-pop groups from a certain company aren't coming here at the moment.
Yeah. Because, I mean, good for you guys.
Yeah. But it's still crazy because this is just far too, like, they'll just go Europe and then just throw three darts. Just like, that's it, the whole of Europe.
Yeah. No, that's like when they're like, okay, we're doing Canada, US, and then it's like, you mean Vancouver and Toronto, and then US. Okay. I understand. Yeah.
But yeah, it's usually like London, Paris, and Germany, to be fair. It's different with From 20 because they're going pretty much everywhere because they're an independent company. They're under the same label. They've just changed their name, so.
But I imagine the demand for K-pop concert tickets is still like extreme. Oh, it's huge. It's still difficult to get your mitts on a ticket.
Yeah. And because Europe's like so easy to travel between.
Yeah.
It means that, like me going to Amsterdam, other people from the rest of Europe are also looking at the few places where the concerts are and just descending.
Yeah.
Because you can just hop on a train, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Well, it's like an hour flight or whatever for me to go to Amsterdam, which is, you know, less time than it would take me to get the train to London from where I am because I'm up north. So it's just so much easier for me to go there. And it's cheaper than London because London's horrendous.
I hear that it's ridiculous price-wise. Yeah. Like, because then, like, you know, you wouldn't want to be immediately heading home after that. So you'd need, like, a hotel and everything. They kind of get it together, these concerts. Yeah. I'm telling you. It's...
So I imagine, just from what I vaguely know, are you in the merch? So it sounds like you do some collecting of K-pop merch. Do you do a lot of K-pop merch collecting? Are you in the photo card game, Lucy?
I am recently in the photo card game. Oh, I am not one of those people that has...
Did Natalia drag you into that? No,
it's just I keep the ones I like. I'm not I don't collect all of the albums, photo cards and stuff. Yeah, I keep the ones I like, and keep
me. We go by vibes, okay? Yeah. It's vibe collecting, not completionist.
No,
it's
but I have got a lot of albums. I'm both going 17 magazines. It's and I've got a few magazines as well, but not like my levels.
Magazines. I think magazines are tough to collect because...
How do you display them?
Yeah.
But also the shipping, like...
Yeah.
The price of magazine, at the beginning, it seems okay, kind of. But then by the time you go through group order, so all the shipping, then you're like, what have I done? Like, why did I do this?
I've made a huge mistake.
I only make, like, exceptions for certain ones, like, obviously going magazine... is an exception because that's just an entirely dedicated. They're also huge. Yeah. Like,
but it's like you can't be out here buying every nylon and every
right.
Just for a front cover. Like if there's a reasonable spread or whatever, I'll get it.
But it's like, listen, at the end of the day with these, someone's gonna upload a high quality scan of that cover. You can just print it out at like your local Kinko's and like just put it up in a frame. You're good to go, you know?
Like, they're everywhere. As soon as the first one comes out, that's it. It's like,
listen, the eight did tell us, Minghao did tell us to just print it ourselves. Save the money.
It's okay. He's one of a long line of anti-capitalist K-pop artists.
They're just like, you don't need to buy this many albums. You don't need to collect these photo cards. We'll just print them. Print them yourself. Don't worry about it. So now, Lucy, we've come to the section where turnabout becomes fair play. Because you asked us some very difficult Some very difficult questions at our 5th year anniversary show.
I'm going to just call back to that a second. So listeners, what the question was, what the main difficult question was she made us choose between Lee Dong-wook and Gong Yoo. That's what she made us do.
And we're going to let that one stew for a couple more, because she also asked a couple other questions.
She did.
That were pretty tricky as well. First off being, if you had to watch dramas from one country, and only one country, for the rest of your life, what country you picking? She's regretting her life choices right here.
I think this one's quite easy for me.
Okay.
In that a lot of my comfort dramas are Japanese, so I think that I'd go for that ultimately. Plus, I still got plenty of BL from there as well.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I'd be well fed on all accounts, I think. I don't think I could survive without my absolutely unhinged J-dramas.
This is true.
I couldn't.
Now, the second question we may have already answered earlier in this episode, which was, what is your favorite second lead syndrome character? We did spend a lot of time talking about Jeremy.
We did talk about Jeremy quite a lot.
That was Jeremy it.
What if Jeremy might not be it? That could have just been for that drama alone.
He's one that I always come back to, though, where I'm like, you know what? Jeremy deserved better. There are a few,
Justice
I
for
think.
Jeremy.
Where you're just like, no, they didn't deserve that. It's usually when they just sacrifice themselves completely and you're just like, they don't even care.
You're like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
What? You didn't need to do this.
No.
I feel like recently they've gotten a little better with that, though. Like, they're not as, like, obviously.
No, it's not as... Oh, well, what's that shit? I can't remember the name of it now. It's a C-drama. Yes. C dramas are usually really good for like a really, really hard done by second lead. Second lead. But it was I was thinking of Oh My Emperor because I really hated that I was like, why would you not go for Zhao? I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, but, like listen, Zhao Zan is always objectively the correct choice. Sky, he's who played Wei Wuxian, if you're wondering.
Right.
For anyone out there who doesn't know the actor's name. Wild.
And if you're wondering about that drama, wild.
I haven't watched this one yet, so I've been looking for a new drama to become obsessed with, so. Well.
Listen, it's got Lucy as the female lead, and you always know you're in for a wild time.
I do love her, so
I identify with her spiritually, other than the characters she plays.
I think I've liked every single show that I've watched with her in it.
Oh yeah.
So, and
we were talking about shows that you go back and watch like later that you've just missed. And one of those, and I'm so late. Well, I'm not so late because it was 2020, so I'm not so late to the party. I've watched back further, but The Romance of Tiger and Rose, I'm in the middle of watching at the minute.
It's so friggin' ridiculous. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. It's just what I needed at the moment.
Yeah, it's like, for anyone who's unfamiliar, basically she's like a screenwriter who then gets sent into the world of her script, but as like the villain of the piece. So she's like, oh shit, like I gotta like change the script immediately. It's a classic isekai, which is, you know,
It's so good.
And for anyone curious, that's on Viki. So if you want to watch it, you can watch it on Viki. It's on Viki in Europe, too. Because Lucy's watching it there. And finally, Lucy. It's time for you to pick. Lee Dong Wook or Gong Yoo?
Oh.
And why? Yeah, that's a good reason, because we gave reasons.
We did give reasons.
Listen, this is difficult.
Is it?
I think I'd say. You know, if you'd have asked me this question, like, several years ago, I probably would have said Gong Woo, like,
but
in
now
a heartbeat.
Now that you're a middle-aged woman and looking at things from a different middle-aged lady in her mid-30s perspective.
Listen, we always, what do we always quote about Dong Woo?
I want to sexualize that old man. That's what Lucy and I say about him. Oh, like the amount of I want to sexualize that old man Lee Dong Wook jokes that Lucy and I have told each other over this past couple years is too much.
It's just, I think it's firmly Lee Dong Wook now, I think.
That was the consensus for all four of the Nunas as well.
And also, I mean, to be fair, if Gong Yoo had pumped out a couple more dramas, we would maybe have more material to be swayed with. But like, when he
kiss scenes alone, Gong Yoo, though.
Gong Yoo really killing it with the smooches. But for everything else,
including vibes as a person.
Listen, I know that no one's saying Gong Yoo doesn't have a good vibe, but Lee Dong Wook's vibes are just...
We love the tired of life vibe.
His refined tired of life vibes. And I think that's why I like Shop for Killers so much, was because, like, his character got to be tired. It was a different type of tired, but he was just, his character was exhausted.
You could feel just the desire for it to be over just seeping from his pores throughout the entire show. And then when you see him in real life, you're like, oh, that's the same. You just want to go home.
But he's more polite about it in real life.
Sometimes.
Unless he's talking to his fans, then it's whatever.
Yeah, roasting people on the comments.
Oh, God.
He's like, I'm too old for this. Just no.
So, Lucy, you've been a fangirl for many a year.
Yeah.
Probably more years, you've spent more years being a fangirl than you have not being a fangirl in your lifetime, I assume.
Since
you're a youthful anime fan such as myself. What is, like, one thing that you just absolutely love about being in fandom? Like, what's your favorite aspect of being in fandom?
Oh, it's the getting to, like, talk about things that you love, like, with somebody else that also loves it. That's just the biggest part of, like, fandom space for me. And just sharing that joy of something, that just unbridled joy of something.
Yeah.
Like, I've been in many a fandom through the years, like, including some dreaded fandoms.
Some more questionable. It happens to all of us, okay? Like, the heart wants what it wants sometimes.
Yeah.
What advice would you have to someone who's never been in a fandom but finds themselves wanting to sort of connect with people?
Just make... just be joyful about things with people and... just share the space with people who are also joyful about things. Don't waste your time on any of the other stuff. Just mute, block, do whatever you have to. Curate the hell out of that space.
Yeah, mute, block, walk away, you know?
Yeah.
If more people followed that advice.
Yeah.
Or, you know what? If more people just focused on the things that they love, I feel like a lot of the problems that fandoms are having these days would not exist, because I don't want to get that into it, but I just don't understand why people are sticking around if they hate it so much.
No.
On the flip side, like, if fandom is bringing you down for some reason, or like if it's seeming too stressful, taking a little break and reevaluating and figuring out maybe if there need to be aspects of it you need to drop. Doesn't mean you need to drop the whole thing, but like maybe like some parts of it, it's like, maybe I should like pull away from this aspect.
Yeah.
Or like, is something actually problematic? Like, that's a whole different thing.
Kettle of fish.
Sometimes. Yeah. But if it's like, this is making me feel crummy or overwhelmed or what, or you know, I feel pressured to spend too much money, you know, like, there's a lot of stuff that you can go through with that. But like, I've reevaluated my relationship with fandom, like, over, like, it's changed over the years of, even though I haven't been at it for like super long, but long enough now that it's like you find whatever balance you personally need at that moment in life, and then you kind of adjust as you go, because life doesn't stay the same either. You don't always have the same amount of time. You don't always have the same amount of money, whatever. Or the same amount of patience for people online. But also, I think one thing, in my opinion, is be willing to reach out to people. Mm-hmm. Like, so if you do kind of strike up, if you kind of notice someone that's similar to you in a fandom space, like getting up the courage to like hit them up, separate chat or whatever, be like, hey, then just try to like strike up friendships like that. I think that's
like, I remember before I got more active in meeting people, I was like, oh, I shouldn't respond to like people's tweets and stuff, because like they don't know me. And then I did, and realized that like people love it when you respond to their tweets and stuff. Like, as long as you're not being a dick, like people love it. Like, so as soon as I just like posted anything, people were like, "Oh, right, like, well, let's talk about it." So it's, you know, it may seem daunting like to someone going into a space for the first time, but you could make some friends, some wonderful multi-year online friends. Like, amazingly, I don't know if you could tell by the vast difference in each of our accents, none of us live in the same country.
Do I have an accent? Now you're making me like wonder.
No. You have a Midwest accent, which is still an accent. So there you go, you know?
Y'all.
But y'all.
Y'all.
Mm-hmm. now Scott's gonna like lie in bed in the middle of the night, wake up, be like, I do have, well, do I have,
because I did a whole like paper on the Midwest accent and called like, it's a thing. And then when I'm typing it, like, I purposely type with the Midwest accent at times to be more friendly, come across as more friendly.
Don't you know?
Well, I don't use that one, but I know. As far as like, do kind of more colloquialisms and stuff, as opposed to, but like, I was raised in Oklahoma and in a college town though, so I never had like the huge drawls, but like, I know that I sound slow. I sound like I talk slow. I understand that aspect.
I grew up in a hick fishing village that has a whole dialect named after it, because half the people are French and half the people are English, and they speak both at the same time. So I'm from the town that the term, if you've ever heard of the term Shiak, I'm from the town that's from, baby. That's right, I'm from Shittyak. Right, it's not Franklish there. It's Shiak, different language entirely. Like, but anyway, and Lucy's British. I don't know if
I'm from Manchester, which is like classed as it's like the docks. And stuff.
She's from the British version of where I'm from.
but that's what's so cool is like, you can like, when you start connecting with people, even across like, sometimes even language barriers. So like, I have a friend, and she's actually going to be on the podcast sometime soon. Jane, she's in Indonesia, and so like, I made a close fandom friend, and so, you know, English isn't even her first language, but like, still we are able to like talk about K-pop, despite, you know, like, social media is cool. It's really cool that we get to do stuff like that.
It's like, it's really cool when people on it are being cool, you know, and then when people aren't being cool, you know what you do? Block, mute, 360, walk away. You know what I mean? Get out of there.
In fandom spaces, you should just stick with what you're having fun with. Like, if there's stuff that's really, you know, especially as middle-aged women. Stream what you want. Do what you want. Don't let people dictate or make you feel crummy for anything you're doing or not doing.
Even if you're not a middle-aged woman, you can still follow this advice.
There's no, like, as long as you're not hurting anybody, there's no wrong way to enjoy any content, so.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
And, you know, if you want to enjoy Lucy's content, she streams on Twitch with me every Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at twitch.tv/howyouhaddem. The little shout out for...
Could you say that again? I could barely hear the how you had them part.
Sorry. It's twitch.tv/HALLYUHAGDOM. How you hagged them.
There you go.
Links will be in the description. Because we are content creators. Lucy, before we take off, do you have any final thoughts about life in fandom that you wish to impart upon our lovely viewers?
Just go out there and have fun with it. That's what it's for.
Yeah.
Just, it's there.
So I mean, enjoy life with.
Yeah.
Anyway, so thank you for listening to this episode of the Certified Nunas. We'll be back next week with a special birthday episode. Which, if you're unfamiliar, every year, every month, when one of us has a birthday, that person gets to pick an episode. And this time, we're revisiting A Blast from the Past for Jesse's birthday. So that'll be next week. Anyway, thank you for listening. If you want to listen to our podcast, you can find us anywhere podcasts can be found. We're also on YouTube, where you should watch us in video and then like and subscribe, because we're legally obligated to say that as people who make videos on YouTube. But you can also go to our website, certifiednunas.com, where we have every episode with links and time codes that we've ever done. They're all there. It's incredible.
Yeah.
There's a wealth of knowledge for 5 years. And if you want to support this podcast, you can go to patreon.com/certifiednunas to join the Certified Found family. They're our found family on the web. They're great. We love them. They're absolutely fantastic. We have extra little mini episodes for just for them at a movie night that only they get to come to. It's good times. And we really appreciate all the support that they give that pays for our web hosting and everything and equipment. So thank you to the found family. And anyway, as always, measles and COVID really doing numbers, okay? So please wash your hands, wear a mask, and just, you know, go out and enjoy some Asian fandom. And maybe you'll wander in and meet someone as cool as Lucy. All right, anyway, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.